Caribou Traders Liquor has opened at the same place where Bethel Spirits used to operate. Bethel Native Corporation operated Bethel Spirits, but successfully transferred its license to Caribou Traders Liquor, which is owned by UCI, a subsidiary of Hooper Bay's Sea Lion Native Village Corporation. The State Alcohol Beverage Control Board approved the transfer in December. Unlike Bethel Spirits, which only carried beer and wine, Caribou Traders also stocks hard liquor. Todd Perez is the manager, and he says so far it's been pretty quiet around the store since it opened on New Year's Eve.
Literally, we have not had to call the police on anybody, which is, from what I understand, is a much different outlook that was with the prior liquor stores out there.
Perez says the store is taking steps to limit the number of police calls. For instance, they won't sell to anyone who walks in intoxicated. And the store is limiting the amount of hard liquor a customer can buy.
We've restricted it to 3 bottles of hard liquor per person per day, compared to in the past where it was a case.
Perez says this is a way to curtail bootlegging. But how do they plan to track customer purchases?
Just by visible person. The number of customers to come back a second time is very limited.
Perez says the store hopes to have a point-of-sale system in place that will improve tracking liquor sales and make sure customers stick to the 3-bottle-a-day limit. He says that will probably happen within the next 2 months. Perez says they plan to continue working with the Bethel community through the monthly alcohol task force meetings. Meanwhile, the Bethel City Council is seeking another organization to step up and sponsor the alcohol task force. The final task force meeting under the city sponsorship will take place on January 15th at 6 p.m. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.